This is a commemoration, a celebration of the life, the leadership, the legacy, and most of all, the love of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's Kimberly Thompson, co-pastor at House of Fire Ministries in Rock Island. As master of ceremonies, she led the evening of music, prayer, poetry, and speeches honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The night also included the presentation of the Power of One Award.
Candidates are currently active in providing leadership to empower, uplift, and support the pursuit of social justice and peace. Our recipient definitely embodies all of these characteristics.
This year, it went to Dr. Christopher Witt, Associate Professor and Chair of the Political Science Department at Augustana College. He's also the Director of the College's Center for Inclusive Leadership and Equity. He's collaborated with the Rock Island Academy Million Fathers March and helped start the QC Empowerment Network. He moved to the Quad Cities a decade ago.
I came here and I wasn't sure what to expect, but I ended up not having to give away any part of me. I didn't have to give away the part of me that believes in Black excellence, that celebrates Black excellence. I didn't have to give away the part of me that loves social justice. I didn't have to give away the part of me that was feeling and saying Black Lives Matter before it became cool.
Witt says Dr. King didn't create a movement on his own, that he had thousands of people marching alongside him and sharing their time and resources in the fight for equality. Witt says, don't be fooled. We're not living in a post-racial society, and people need to come together like that today.
If you haven't started, you can always start. And there's always some space for you to be yourself, but to still rise up with so many other people, and to not be silent, to use that voice that God has given you. And that voice could come in the form of speaking out. It could come in the form of just showing love and giving a hug. It could come in the form of saying, when you see something wrong, saying that it's wrong.
If you see something, say something was a common thread throughout the night. It's rooted in the Dr. King quote, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Kiana Witt, Chris Witt's wife, is a teacher at Rock Island Academy. She shared a video of her students talking about what that quote means to them.
I think it means that you have to fight for what's right instead of what's wrong in your life. That if you don't speak up in life, no one will know your ideas, and your ideas can change the world. When you speak, you can do great things.
The night's keynote speaker, Reverend Reginald W. Williams, Jr., emphasized that message in his own address to the crowd. He is the senior pastor at First Baptist Church of University Park in Chicago.
Refuse to stand in silence. Speak up and speak out. When you see something, if you want to honor Dr. King, if you see something, say something. But if you want to honor Dr. King, you also not just got to say something, but it's important what you say. Dr. King used his voice to not only refuse to stand in silence, but he also used his voice to resist the status quo. King's words were words of resistance.
I'm Lacey Scarmana.